Hey, welcome back, show 25. Yep, we're there already. So, not going to babble too much at the beginning here. I'm going to get right down to it and start off with some great tunes. Look in the mirror. Is it getting clearer? Is everything you wanted getting any nearer?
See you don't believe. got so many days before he's through. Monday was a Friday, you know you ruined that day too. Cause I tried to love you, it's hard to love a liar. I gave you everything, it's a moon world on fire. Tried to love you when I know it's wrong. Lonely nights are cold, cause lonely means you're.
This is Stephen Wright from the Marvelous Bohunks, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada, Kill Your FM.
Now, if that's not a fantastic way to start out the show, I'm not really sure what would be. So that was the Pushing Daisies. They are from Winnipeg. The two songs I played by them were Only One and Hard to Love a Liar. If you enjoyed that track, you can check them out at pushingdaisies.com. They're also on Facebook and MySpace. So these guys got together originally around 1995, but they didn't solidify their lineup until 96. So you've got Roland on vocals and guitars, James on guitars, Curtis on guitars, and Darren on drums. So I think this week you're going to find that the music that I'm playing currently at like 20 after 2 in the morning, October 24th now I believe it is definitely going to be a reflection of the mood and the week I am having. So definitely varied, big variety, lots of different stuff, and hopefully you guys do enjoy it. So as always, I'm always looking for more tracks. I had to go digging and looking for some stuff this week. I found stuff on my computer I thought I had played, but apparently I have not. So gonna wrap up the show with some of that. So yeah, if you know anybody, you want to send them a link to send me stuff, it's chris@insomniaradio.net. That's email directly to me. Goes straight to my inbox. I do check everything. I might not get back to people right away, but I do check it, read it, and listen to everything that comes in. So do send me tracks. You can also follow me on Twitter @IR_Canada. And I do lots of Music Monday tweets and Friday follows. I've been a little lax on that lately, working some crazy hours. But hopefully I'll get back into rhythm of doing those again. So why don't we check out some more music? And I got something a little bit bluesy for you. Thank you. that was the fabulous Sunday Wild. She's from the northern part of Ontario in a little town that I can't pronounce, so I'm not even going to try. But she's been in touch with me, and I found her off of a music site, so glad she has her stuff up there that I was able to track her down and let her know, hey, I'm interested in playing her, and yeah, definitely great sound. She's got a fabulous voice, really listenable. I've downloaded 3 or 4 of her tracks from the site I found her on, and decided that song seemed to fit my mood this week. Don't know why, just kind of had a great feel to it. So she's had her music featured on the Sirius XM radio, which is the satellite radio that a lot of people up here have in their car. I don't know if they have it elsewhere in the world, but yeah, it's pretty fabulous that she's being featured in places like that. She's also received 4 Ontario Arts Council Awards for songwriting and recording. So congrats, Sunday. Don't give up on your dreams. Keep recording, keep writing, keep singing. And if you ever make it down to the southern part of Ontario, let me know. I'll definitely try to come out and see the show. So if you want to check out more of her music, it's sundaywild.com. You can also find her on Facebook and Twitter. So yeah, great. Up next, something that was sent into Insomnia Radio. So actually a track I didn't have to track. Interesting sounding track. So that was Delta Will He or they are from Toronto. The song was It All Glows. If you enjoyed it, you can check them out at www.deltawill.com and see if you like any of their other stuff. I didn't get too much out of the website, but track was sent into the main IR Canada page, or not the IR Canada page, the Insomnia Radio page, and Stuart from Insomnia Radio fast-forwarded it. Oh my, this is what I get for recording in the middle of the night. He forwarded the email onto me, and I decided to play it after checking them out. So, that's what that is. I have to apologize for the poor audio quality of me talking today. As the regular listeners will be aware, the headset I had, the sound is working again in it, but the microphone is still not working. It was damaged several weeks ago, if not months ago now, and I have not been able to afford to get a new microphone yet. So I have some birthday money. It was my birthday last month, so I've put it aside to treat myself to a new microphone. Hoping to get into the Kitchener-Waterloo area in the next year or two and maybe try to get something. We've got a number of computer and electronics and music stores, so maybe I'll be able to find something reasonable and decent and not completely kill the budget and just use up most of my birthday money. And hopefully I'll have that all in place and go on for the next show, because one of the members of Mr. Tasty has asked to guest host with me, so having a decent microphone that I can get sitting between the two of us in the room here would probably definitely be much better than what I am currently using. Speaking of Mr. Tasty, I did get into Molly Bloom's and see them last weekend, and I'm pleased to say that they sound exactly the same live as they sound recorded. Big thrill for me. And so before I talk more about the concert, I want to give you guys a little reminder of how they sound, because I haven't played them in quite a while. So I'm going to play my favorite song by them, and then we'll get to something new. So check this out, and then I'm going to talk more about the concert. quite simply, how could you not enjoy that track? I took my friend Sydney with me to the show Saturday night because, well, who wants to go out and listen to music alone? It's always much better if you have somebody with you. And she was really impressed with the band, quite enjoyed that track as well. And I will definitely be pointing her out to the websites and stuff and helping her getting some tracks downloaded off of either Reverb or SoundCloud, where the guys do have some stuff up that you can download. If nothing else, you can go listen to their music and enjoy it there. So it is Mr. Tasty. And TJ plays bass, and he is absolutely quite phenomenally amazingly animated when he plays. He gets right into the music and you can't help but enjoy it along with him. And got to meet the whole band, which was quite fantastic. I really enjoyed getting to meet them all and having faces and names to go with them, and I'm really bad with names, so I've forgotten most of them already. Sorry guys, it'll probably take me a couple times meeting you and or talking to you to remember everybody. Also got to meet TJ's wife, and she's quite nice, and hopefully get to meet her again and get to know her as well. So really, really enjoyed getting out and going to Molly's and having some me time and hearing some way too loud music. Make me feel a little old, but well worth going. Definitely worth the $10 cover charge. Molly Blooms is a very, 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 very small venue. Also got to check in on a co-worker who also works at Molly's at night. So that was quite nice to see her outside of the regular work environment I'm used to seeing her in. And absolutely got to enjoy a whole lot of music from Mr. Tasty. Recognized a couple of their songs. Got to hear a whole lot of new stuff. Apparently one of them wants to come guest host with me, like I said earlier, so that's kind of exciting. I've never had a guest host here. I have guest hosted on other shows and co-hosted on other shows, but never had somebody come do it with me, so that'll be interesting to try and check out and do, and we'll see how that goes, and hopefully we can get a time coordinated and some more new music lined up, and maybe he'll bring a few of his favorite bands for us to play, and it'll be a great day. So we're about halfway through the show now, I think. Not quite half an hour in, but hopefully I haven't bored y'all to death talking about the Mr. Tasty show. What can I say? I get excited when I get to go see bands live, and definitely trying to get out and do more of that now that I'm starting to find the venues in Stratford, and Stratford's the closest to home for me, so that's where I'm likely going to end up from now on for seeing stuff. I still venture down to Hamilton if I can, or into Kitchener, Waterloo, or London. Those are the nearest big cities for me. Living in a small backwater town, so it feels sometimes, trying to get out more often, and trying to see a variety of different bands if I can. But if I could put some of my favorite indie groups into one location and have a concert, Mr. Tasty, Persist, Core, and probably Glow would definitely be lumped in there. Definitely a fantastic concert full of energy to go see. So, keep that in mind, guys. If you hear me play a band and you want contact information, you're another band trying to pull some groups together for a venue, absolutely contact me. I'm happy to play the middle person and try to help set things up. So let's get to some more music. Not necessarily as lively as Mr. Tasty. It's an instrumental track, band coming out of Vancouver. I got this track from Tremendo, so check it out, and then I'll tell you what I do know about them.
Hey, it's Yannick of the French podcast Euterpia Radio, and you're listening to Chris on Insomnia Radio Canada.
So, as I said earlier, this is a track that I picked up from Jamendo. The band or individual, I'm not sure which it is called M22. They're from Vancouver. The song was Do Not Disturb. Yeah, Do Not Disturb. So jamendo.com/en/artist/353130/m-22. There's two albums on that webpage. One is from 2009, which is where that track I just played came from, and the other is an album from 2010. So nothing in the last couple of years, but I do like to pick up some odd, unusual, different stuff every once in a while to play on the show. So an instrumental kind of dubstep kind of sounding track. And yeah, I enjoyed a lot of the stuff I found by this artist, so I downloaded a bit of it, listened to a bit of it, tried to pick out something that would fit the show, and this one just seemed to fit this week, so I decided to play it. I've got two more tracks up for you. This next one, I believe, was also submitted to the main show. So give it a listen, and we'll see how it fits.
Yeah.
I had such a hard time picking out just one track to play from this album. The band is Uncut. They are from Toronto. This is their third album, believe it or not. And it's their first album out since 2006. So it's quite the absence that these guys have had from the music scene. We've got John on drums, Chris on guitar, Derek on bass and vocals, and Ian on guitar and vocals. This album is being released by MB3 Records, and it's been mixed by John Drew, who's previously manned the console for a number of bands, the Arkells, the Tokyo Police Club. The email that they sent out listed a whole bunch more. If you enjoyed that track, you'll enjoy the whole album. I can almost guarantee it. If you want to check out more about them, they are on Facebook, Instagram, Bandcamp, uncut.bandcamp.com, and www.thenewviolence.com. Odd URL for a band, but I suppose it works for them. And that would be the second last track I have for today. The last one I'm going to play, I thought was somebody I had played, and I started going through all my show notes and realized that I have not played them. What I had done was he was in another group and I had played something from that other group, but had not played his individual stuff that he had sent in. So I'm taking it down a notch for the last song, going out with something a little slow and mellow tonight, not my usual style, but it's a new day, it's a new week. Trying to go after my dreams, do what fits for me, and do something different with a show that's reflective of me this week. So I'm going to round it out with Jason Cudmore. He's from PEI, Charlottetown, a little itty-bitty place out on the East Coast of Canada. You can check him out on Reverb Nation at www.reverbnation.com/JasonCudmore. He's got a whole bunch of stuff up there. Follow him on Twitter. He posts videos of him singing stuff he's recorded, covers. I retweeted him doing Johnny Cash's version of Hurt tonight. So go check him out. Enjoy this last track. We'll see you hopefully in a couple again in 2 weeks or so to show 26. Maybe I'll have a guest here with me. Maybe I won't. Who knows? We'll see. So this is Jason Cudmore, and the song is Whisper in the Mirror. Looking in the mirror, mirror, mirror.
This podcast is a member of the Association of Music Podcasting.